This is the Detroit Evening Report for Wednesday, March 16th, 2022. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News. More than 50 people gathered at Hart Plaza this morning for a community vigil honoring the one-year anniversary of the Atlanta spa shootings. In March of 2021, a gunman killed 8 people, including 6 people of Asian descent. Rebecca Islam is the executive director of Asian and Pacific Islander American Vote Michigan. She says there is still a lot of work to be done when it comes to racial justice, especially amid a recent spike in violence against Asian American women. She says Detroit has played a big role in Asian American activism. 40 years ago, Chinese American Vincent Chen was killed after 2 auto workers mistook him for being Japanese and beat him to death. Islam says Chen's murder became a rallying cry for Asian Americans. After activists pushed for it, his case was the first time that federal hate crime laws were used in a case involving an Asian American victim. The Comerica Hatch Detroit contest returns with a $100,000 award this year. The money aims to promote small business economic development in Detroit, and Hatch Detroit is a nonprofit that grows and develops opportunities for businesses throughout the city, hoping to add economic growth. The 4-month contest allows the community to vote for their favorite business to win the $100,000 grand prize from Comerica Bank, as well as a package of accounting, legal, and IT support from Hatch Detroit and its partners. The deadline to apply is May 12th. The Jefferson Chalmers Neighborhood and the Vanity Ballroom are bringing back Jazzing in the Vanity, a free 2-day jazz blues festival on Detroit's east side. The event will include live performances, food, a marketplace, crafts, art experiences, and activities for children. The 2-day festival is an extension of the popular annual Jazzing on Jefferson. It takes place in the center of the historic Jefferson Avenue Business District June 18th and June 19th, also known as Juneteenth. The NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament begins tonight. The University of Michigan will play tomorrow afternoon at 12:15 against Colorado State. Michigan State University will play Friday night at 9:40 in the first round against Davidson. The University of Michigan and the Detroit Sports Commission are hosting the 2022 NCAA Men's Wrestling Championship. Little Caesars Arena will house the 3-day event, which begins tomorrow, Thursday, March 17th, through Sunday, March 20th. The Detroit Lions are hosting in-person cheerleading auditions for the first time in 2 years. They were held virtually the last couple of years due to COVID. Preliminary rounds for the 2022 auditions will start at 8 a.m. sharp on Sunday, May 1st and 2nd at Ford Field. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Tia Graham from WDET News.